This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. Today is Thursday, October 26th, and we are back in the glory hole, baby.
And it is Vulgarity for Charity time.
It is Vulgarity for Charity time, guys.
This is going to release a couple days before the Vulgarity for Charity goes live midnight on the 1st.
And this comes out on the 30th.
This will come out on the 30th.
Yeah.
So you have a day or so to figure out,
get your shit ready,
who you want to get roasted, because all you have to do is go to modestneeds.org. Once you go there, find whoever it is that you want to donate money to. There's a whole bunch of people there that you could donate money to. You donate the money to Modest Needs. Modest Needs vets those causes and then pays those people directly. The people who are asking for the money never see that money. So they help a ton of people who are on the margins, who are just hanging on by a thread, can fall into poverty very easily, and Modest Needs helps them, and your dollars help them. And so if you donate $100, $100 or more to Modest Needs, you send a receipt, show us that you paid that, and send it to Vulgarity for Charity. That's the word, not the number. @gmail.com. That's all one word, vulgarityforcharity@gmail.com. Do it on the 1st of the month to Thanksgiving, anytime in there. And it can be as much as you want. You know, we've had donors of thousands of dollars before. And we will be selecting randomly 100 people. And then we will be selecting the highest donors, the highest single donors, 100 of those, and there'll be 200 roasts that will happen within the next several shows on both our show and Scathing Atheist.
And we also have a match this year.
We do, $100,000.
So all of your money, up to $100,000, your money is going to be doubled. And then I just also want to say that Cecil and I have donated. Every year we've donated to Vulgarity for Charity ourselves. We've donated to Modest Needs. I just want to say it's really fucking fun. It really feels good. When you go to their website and you start reading the stories of these people and you see how relatable these life situations are. You know what I mean? And you see, like, you know what? I remember when my heating broke and I didn't know how I was going to pay for it. Or like when the alternator went out of my car and I didn't know how I was going to get to work. And like, you see these stories and you read them, you see the humanity of it. And then you're able to go in and, because, you know, a little bit of money, that's the whole thing with Modest Needs, is a little bit goes so far.
Yeah.
And you can be the difference to help fund somebody out of trouble.
Yeah.
And it's a good feeling. It's a really fun thing to do, to go in and be like, hey, I helped somebody tangibly in this way that's very direct and very one-to-one. There's so many great organizations and so many great charities out there. But when Cecil and I talked a long time ago about what we wanted to, how we wanted to be involved charitably with respect to the show, you know, we've done things for things like Doctors Without Borders and other larger charities, but you're never 100% sure what your money specifically is doing. And one thing that's wonderful about Modest Needs is you know exactly what your money is doing. You see it in action with this family or that person, and it just feels good. It's a really great feeling. So I encourage everybody to go and to modestneeds.org and make your donation. If you can't donate $100, it still matters that you donate.
Yeah.
Like, you might not get roasted, but please send us the
totals.
Totals anyway.
We keep those totals. So even if you can only get $5,
send that
to us.
Give what you can give. It matters.
Yeah.
Right? It matters. The thing is, like, you don't have to fully fund any one person.
Yeah.
You can fund a piece of, and it can aggregate up and it can make the difference.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking like, oh man, $100, I can't do that, then don't do that.